1990, page paragraph 1178. And so we have this documentation. Pauline, thanks for calling Ram Radio. What's your comment?
No, it's about Fred Price. I used to watch his television show all the time. By the way, I'm a black Catholic.
Okay.
But I like to listen to some of the better Protestant shows where they know what they're talking about, like your show.
Absolutely.
What you just said was really right on the mark. Human nature is absolutely depraved.
Yes.
And the only way that we can do God's work is through his Spirit. Otherwise, man's righteousness is as rags. That's
Absolutely. That's in the book of Isaiah. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But anyway, what I wanted to say about Fred Price was the reason I love good Bible exposition.
Yes.
Because in my church, we have the catechism, which is necessary.
Excellent.
But I like to hear the Bible, too.
Yes.
Because I'm interested in the nature of God.
Yeah, well, you see, well, that catechism holds you in a firm position with Christian teaching, and it keeps you from straying off the path when heretics comes your way, yes.
It's not cement. It's just guideposts for meditation and you know, not a through street, so to speak.
Absolutely. Listen, thank you for your call, Pauline.
No, that isn't what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'll be quick. I used to watch his show, and one day he said that since the Bible is a temple of God, it should look as good as possible. In other words, you should dye it. And it looks like he dyes his hair, too.
Oh, my Lord.
He didn't know what the spiritual life, he hadn't a clue what the spiritual life was about.
Right. Well, you know what, Fred is you know, stuck on himself, and people like that inward faith are because of the monies that they've accumulated from duping people out of their cash.
But he hasn't a clue about the spiritual life. He's very good at the Bible exposition, though.
Well, he's good at Fred exposition because true biblical exposition demands that you do biblical exegesis.
Right.
And if one does not know the tenets of biblical exegesis, they may think they're listening to it, but we know exactly what we're listening to when we listen to it. And I've been challenging this man for years, and he refuses to come and sit at this empty mic.
Well, you have to have a longer limousine than he does, I imagine.
Well, no, he needs a theological education. The man has never even earned a 2 years junior college degree. I don't even know why he calls himself a doctor. And
some of those Protestant ministers do it, especially in our churches.
Well, he's learned how to do it in our churches, and that's why Ram Radio is here. We're saying that he is unqualified to call himself a doctor. Thank you, Pauline.
Goodbye.
God bless you. I have another quote here, Zerix. It's talking about the control because it says right here, it says, the control is found in all that we say. This is a quote from Fred. If you keep talking death, that is what you're going to have. If you keep talking sickness and disease, that is what you're going to have because you are going to create the reality of them in your own mouth. That is a divine law. That's from Fred Price Realm, page 29. I'd like to know from anyone that can call 1-800-227-KBRT, what divine law is that? It's not in the Bible. But since you're anticipating listening to Fred, I'm going to let you hear him right now. We're going to play the first part of a clip. Let me give you the background. The year is 1992. I get a card in the mail. Jack Hayford says, come on and meet at my church because we're going to get L.A. to pray together because the racial, you know, tensions are about to explode. And this is right before the riots, man. And so I went and I said, they're not going to be able to stop this. Can't no Christian stop anything from happening in the hearts of sinful men. You don't have that kind of power.
Right.
Only an extreme, deluded charismatic would think something is ridiculous. So I took my cameras there, took my crew down there, and I spoke to one of the elders. They had a great breakfast set up that morning. I didn't eat it. I didn't go there to eat. I'm not impressed by you putting out the, you know, the white tablecloth and all that stuff. I'm not impressed by that. I want to know, what are you doing, Hayford? What are you doing, Ken Omer? Because that's when Ken, you know, first became friends with this joker. You know, what are you doing meeting with this guy? What are you doing, Lloyd Ogilvie, you Presbyterian, supposed to be Reformed? What are you doing meeting in this heretic's church? And after I confronted Fred and stated to him that I thought that he was a heretic, this is what his answer was. Listen.
I never thought about doctrine. You know, doctrine is what screwed the church up all this time anyway.
No. You heard that. That wasn't me. Now, we're going to play the first part of the dialogue. That was the end of it. He said he never thought about doctrine. Because, see, somebody called my office and said that theology is a mess, that we shouldn't be into theology because theology is about doctrine. As a matter of fact, I want to play that clip again, and I want you to know that this is Fred Price. Play that again.
I never thought about doctrine. you know, doctrine is what screwed the church up all this time anyway.
Now, see, now, ladies and gentlemen, the context of that is that I withstood him and said that his doctrine is mess up. And then he stands up in front of all these hundreds of pastors, and they're, you know, feeding these guys chops, and he says he never even thought about doctrine. Now, here, see, now you never see that on Ever Increasing Faith.
Right.
Because he's not going to see, because he wants you to think that he's an Orthodox Christian. Go ahead, Terry.
Now, see, that's why you have all these people that are theologically astute that go to these, that teach in these seminaries.
Yeah, sure.
And then when you have someone going to church in the hood, now you understand why you have all these difficulties.
Right.
Because
right.
you have Fred Price, which is considered to be the apex or the zenith.
Yes.
Of
yes.
a African-American preacher.
Right.
And he's putting no emphasis on doctrine.
And check it out. All the other smaller preachers want to be what he is. That's why Ken Ormer took the drift as a Baptist. Now, we want to hear the first part of the interview. Listen to the first part, ladies and gentlemen.
when I heard about Jack Hayford, Foursquare Gospel, Lloyd Ogilvie Presbyterian, and Ken Ulmer Baptist, I never thought about that. It never even occurred to me that there was a difference. I thought about, thank God we have a place that's available. And this is one of the reasons why I've stayed to myself over the years and have not gotten involved in things, because I don't have a petty bone in my body.
Now, we're going to pause it right there. You know why he said a petty bone in his body? Because he was saying that my confrontation of him in boldness was petty. That wasn't petty. That's what God tells us to do. When you see some foolishness taking place in your face, you stand in front of him and say, wait, chump, who do you think you're playing off here? You're dealing with black people's money and souls. Now, I take that as an offense in my community against the people that I love. Now let's continue to listen to this joker's expression.
And it sickens my stomach. Pettiness. I can't deal. I refuse to deal with it. I won't deal with it. And when you mentioned about this letter concerning these six churches that wouldn't participate because of where you were going to be located.
Now, we want to pause it right there because I got to give you an explanation of the six churches. There were six churches that refused, that they wrote Jack and said, we're not going because of who that guy is and what he teaches. Six out of all these churches in this city.
Yeah, because the Bible says unless people agree, they're not walking the same way. I am not walking the same way as someone that is speaking in tongues. And the reason being is I would ask them, if you're speaking in tongues, then who's talking? Nobody's been able to clarify Corinthians chapter 14 when it says that when a man speaks in an unknown tongue, he doesn't speak to men, he speaks to God. When I say who's speaking, this person cannot tell me. So no, I'm not going to walk with somebody that has a disconnect in their theological reasoning.
And let me say this, at the same time, John MacArthur found out from some of his staff that I went there with my cameras, and he called me down to Grace, and he wanted to see the video, and I showed it to him. John was writing a book, Charismatic Chaos.
Right.
And he said, thank you, John. You're giving me some sources here.
Right.
And so everybody knew what was going on here.
Right.
This is called the Great Seduction. Let's continue to listen to Fred's discourse. You hang on, Tracy. I'll get to you in a minute.
I would like to withdraw the offer of Crenshaw Christian Center, only for the reason that I don't want to be a part of something that's going to hinder people from coming together. I thought this was something that was bigger than that.
It is, Fred. I really
did. And I just refuse to. I have enough to do with dealing with Satan and demonic forces. And to have to deal with so-called Christians, that may be my failing, so you pray about that. But I don't even want to be a part of something hindering those six churches. Man, that grieves my heart deeply that the offer of simply a place to come and meet together. I mean, I never thought about doctrine. You know, doctrine is what screwed the church up all this time anyway.
Now, that's...
None of us have all the right. I thought we were just going to get together in a place that was committed and dedicated to the Lord.
Now, you see, you have to understand when he said none of us have all the right. he didn't finish it because he knew that he had said too much. He was saying none of us have all the right answers. And when you don't do exegesis, you have no answers. And that's what he gave himself to. And I said, I got him. He revealed what he is, a heretic that he is.
See, people spin out over scripture because of their presupposition to the text.
Right.
We went over scripture a couple of months ago in regards to how you come to the text.
Right.
And because there are no good hermeneutical references out there, it is possible, ladies and gentlemen, that you can come to the text without your biases.
Yes.
But when you come to the text with your biases, then you have people saying, well, let's try to reason this, and let's try to reason God, and let's try to find out. No, there is a certain amount of wisdom that man is only limited to because he cannot converse on God's level.
Absolutely. We have another call coming in from Van Nuys. Tracy calling from Van Nuys. Thanks for calling Ram Radio Live. What's your comment, Tracy?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm on his cell phone here, so it might not be too clear, but I just wish you both would briefly address for the person out there that might be thinking, well, maybe Fred is still okay, but he's just confused.
You know what, Tracy?
Like a layperson and someone that's supposed to be in a position of authority.
Yes, yes, we will address that. Go
ahead. Well, the thing is, Tracy, we separated from some individuals that were part of